Let's talk about what's been the number one source of new leases for our storage company over the years, and still is in most facilities, and definitely still is if you look at the portfolio that we've had. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the on-demand self-storage boot camp. That's the top-level training that I offer. It'll take you from wherever you are now all the way through my four-phase strategy of putting your first or your next self-storage facility into service in today's environment. And today's environment is shifting, but we deal with that in the on-demand self-storage boot camp. You can take it at your own pace, and anytime we have a live boot camp, if you have bought the on-demand boot camp, for no money you can attend the live ones. You get a workbook, you also get all the forms that we use, checklist. If you want to get into self-storage business or grow it, this is a good resource for you. More at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. But I wanted to talk today about what is the number one source of, over the years and still is, in most of our facilities. Sometimes one of the others may rise up in a quarter and be number one, but it's always right there with what's been our number one. Even in this day of the internet, if you look at all of our storage facilities, let's take 2020 through 2021, in our portfolio, the number one source of new leases was drive-by. Some quarters internet was for certain facilities, but mostly it was drive-by, and for the portfolio as a whole, it was drive-by. What does that tell us? Well, if you think about it, it makes sense. Because think about a typical storage facility, or think about your self-storage facility. Your market area or your trade area is generally 4-5 miles in. Now, I've said this before, but literally in most places you can send a drone up in the air and there's your customer base. Now, if you have picked a well-located facility, in other words, high visibility, people are going to see your facility. Now, if you send that drone up in the air at any given moment, there's only going to be, 10-12% of the population in that trade area is going to need storage at that moment. But 100%, or a large percentage, of that trade area, if you're well located, is driving by your facility and seeing your facility. Now, think about, as a consumer, when you need something, what do you do? Well, typically, the first thing you do today is Google, or some search engine, we'll just call it Google, it's the number one. You'll go on Google and you'll look for storage or storage near me. Now, if you're a smart operator, you're going to make dang sure that your storage facility will pop up right there when somebody searches for storage in your trade area. When we do our performas, we always put today a healthy number in online marketing. Why? So that you pop up for people who are looking for your storage facility in your trade area. So you'll pop up, and what we've discovered is human beings like to deal with the familiar. It makes them feel safe, and it makes human beings feel in control. So if you're well located, people are driving by your facility all the time, whether they need you or not. Then they do a search and you pop up on the first page, they'll go, yeah, that facility. And you have a better chance of being the first one they either call or the first website that they click. Now, a lot of people will say in the age of internet, location becomes less important because people are searching online, they'll find you and they'll get to you. I don't want to win that argument. All of that's true and valid. My intuitive thought process tells me that if someone has seen me and recognizes me before they needed me, and then when they go online and they see me again, I'm probably going to get the call. If somebody hasn't seen me but goes online and finds me but doesn't know exactly where I am or has never seen me or rarely sees me, I'm going to have to incentivize them to go through, to burn the calories to get to me and figure me out. Mostly, people will be incentivized by lower rental rates. I don't want to necessarily be right here, but that's my thought process on it. So all I'm saying is human beings, for the most part, will choose the known over the unknown. And if they've driven by your facility and seen your facility, in their mind, they know you're there. And when they need something, you stand a higher chance of being the first one they reach out for. So location is paramount for storage, in my opinion. Good signage is paramount for storage, in my opinion. Seeing roll-up doors, either real or fake, but people seeing doors, identifying you as storage, is important, in my opinion. So when people move in to our facility and we ask, how'd you find out about us, which we do on every move-in, anywhere from 20 on the low end to 48% on the high end say, well, I drive by your facility all the time. Some people will say, I found you online. Most people will say, I drive by it all the time, even if they went online to get our number or to hit our website. Drive by is still a very important factor in new leases and self-storage facilities. So location, make sure you stand out. How? Well, some people know this, but I'll tell you this story. We had a project on a highly traveled road, and it was a conversion, and we took a corner of a building out and made it all glass. And my managers talked me into buying these two mannequins, Lucy Locke and Storage Stan. And so Lucy and Stan were in the corner. They would hold signs sometimes, they would wave sometimes. And we ended up buying this wardrobe for them. I thought it was the craziest thing I'd ever heard of, buying a wardrobe for mannequins at a self-storage facility. But in many ways, it was one of the best marketing ideas anyone has ever come up with for our storage company. Customers would come and want us to take their picture, especially with Lucy. They would want us to come and take their pictures with the mannequins. When we would go to the neighborhood festivals and outings, this was in a kind of an urban environment, but the area had all kinds of, you know, two or three festivals type thing, business festivals a year, music. We would have a booth there, and people would always want to have their photographs with these mannequins. We ended up having these mannequins had a wardrobe. We would change them all the time for the season, for special events. They had derby outfits. This was in Louisville, where the derby is. So these mannequins had derby outfits. But everyone who lived in that area, most people living in that area, knew whether they needed storage or not, they knew those mannequins. And then when they moved in, the mannequins were a big hit. Now, we ended up selling that facility, and when I drive by it, which is quite often, because I take that route a lot to get where I'm going, those mannequins aren't there anymore. But I'm not going to say anything because my exclusivity for that trade area is up next year. And if we do another project in that trade area, you bet Storage Stan and Lucy Locke are going to make their appearance again. So location, be visible, make an impact so that when people in your trade area need storage, you're what they're thinking about. At least that's what I'm thinking today. you do that, you have a high probability of being the first call or the first website that people in your trade area will go to. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Storage World Analyzer. That's the financial analysis tool we use to analyze opportunities, and that's where I will plug in, I'll create under marketing a line item called online marketing, and I'll plug in $10,000, $12,000, up to $20,000 a year depending on the location and the market. If you're using Excel, great, but I invite you to consider looking at the Storage World Analyzer. Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage.com, StorageWorldAnalyzer.com. So I'm on the road today, been out looking at projects, getting ready to head home, and I look forward to being with you next week.